Do you remember a moment when dancing just suddenly clicked for you, when it all came together and suddenly you weren't thinking about it, you were just having fun and doing it?
There were several moments, but one that I can recall in particular was when I went to a Zydeco dance. Zydeco music is even more energetic and mind-freeing than Cajun music. And I was at a Zydeco dance at a club in Washington, D.C., and I was dancing with Courtney Glass, with Coco Glass, my dance teacher. And we were in the middle of a dance and we started to whirl around. We were spinning to the music. And we spun and we spun and we spun. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I let out a huge yelp, a huge woo, something like that. And for me to do that was a revolutionary development, because I was raised to be a very serious and modest and quiet individual. And this thing called Cajun and this thing called Zydeco dancing absolutely transformed me. It put me onto a different planet.
What is it about Cajun dancing and Zydeco dancing in particular, do you think, that can give people that feeling of joyousness?
I think it's a combination of three things. And I've thought a lot about this, because after I began to feel a lot better as a result of my dancing, I wondered, what was it about Cajun and Zydeco dance and music that beat back my panic disorder? And I actually did a little bit of research about it. And I think it's a combination of three elements. It's the music itself, which is happy and fast-paced and exhilarating. Add to that the movement. Scientists have found that people who are suffering from depression, for instance, can feel better if they exercise. Well, Zydeco dancing is certainly exercise. A night of Zydeco dancing has been described to me as if you're running a 10K race. And then the third element is socialization. Scientists again have found that people suffering from cancer will do much better if they're part of a social network. And when I took to the dance floor, I made dozens and dozens of new friends, which is also a revolutionary development for me, because I've been fairly isolated in the way I live my life.
You know, there's a fourth element you could add, love, because you write in the book that you just fell in love with Zydeco music.
I think I fell in love with Zydeco music because it saved me. Cajun music and Cajun dance helped to make me feel better. Zydeco music and Zydeco dance absolutely cured me. It put me over the edge. The music is exhilarating, it's exciting, it's driven by an accordion, it's driven by a rub board, it's mesmerizing. Often, musical phrases repeat themselves over and over again. It's a musical mantra, and it totally takes over your mind. And because it made me feel so much better, and on its face, it was so joyous, I fell in love with it. And I also met my wife, Zydeco dancing, which was an extra reason to love the music and the dance.
Robert Rand's book is called Dancing Away an Anxious Mind. So what is it about dance that can make people so happy? Correspondent Frank Browning went looking for an answer.
If you're old enough, you probably remember this. Gene Kelly's just dropped off his new girlfriend at her apartment. Raindrops start falling. He folds up his umbrella and splashes down the street puddle to puddle. Seems crazy, but he's delirious and so are we. Just watching, you can't keep your feet still. Same thing watching John Travolta slithering over the lighted dance floor in Saturday Night Fever, or the Dixie Chicks romping in Gotta Dance. A while ago, when I was in New York, I took the bouncing Broadway subway up to see my friend John Krakauer. John is a neuroscientist who had just written a piece for Scientific American about what happens in our brains when we dance. First thing I asked him was, why do people dance? Sex, he said. It probably has something to do with sex. For instance, take the tango.
The tango is about disguising the pickup of a prostitute. I mean, we talk about love songs, we talk about duets, we talk about ballads. All of them have mating in mind. So perhaps what we're seeing is